Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Maybe that hole in my heart doesn't need to find its missing part. Maybe it needs that room to breathe. Leave me be and let me bleed. Leave me be and let me bleed. Let me bleed. Maybe that hole in my heart doesn't.
Hey guys, this is Mary Claire and
Drew
from the band Shy Beast, and we are your guest DJs on KUTX Austin today. We're playing songs that we like and that inspired us. And
whatever we want to play.
Yeah. I thought I'd start off with a song by my favorite band. If anyone knows me, you'll know that this is my favorite band. They're called The Cardigans. And so when I was 6 years old, my brother decided to let me borrow his Cardigans album. I think it was from the album Life. And I had just received a CD player for the very first time. And he thought that I would like The Cardigans because the lead singer is a girl. And he really had no idea what kind of impact that album and that band would have on my life. The song is called Gordon's Garden Party, and here it is. So the funny thing about the Cardigans is that I stopped listening to them when I was around 9 years old and then picked up listening to them again when I was in high school and college. But I really did it left an impact on me. I used to listen to bossa nova music with my mom all the time, and so that song kind of bridged the gap between songs that I used to listen to when I was a child, and then when I grew up and started listening to more rock music and alternative and indie music, I really was struck by the uniqueness of their composition and of her writing. And if you guys haven't listened to the album Life by the Cardigans, you definitely need to. So, all right, so this next song is a song by Ben Folds Five, when they were still Ben Folds Five, and it's called Kate. And I remember walking into the living room, and my brother, who was sort of a piano aficionado when he was in middle school, was playing that song, the arrangement on the piano. And I remember thinking just how grand and romantic and beautiful the song was. And I had no idea that it was by a contemporary artist. And I asked him who it was, and he lended me the CD again. And I immediately connected to it. I love that song. I love sort of the sentiment about it, how it's something, you know, very simple, like being, you know, infatuated by someone, but yet it just has such a mature composition to it. So here is Kate by Ben Folds Five. So that was the song Kate by the band Ben Folds Five. I just love the abrupt ending of that song. It's like he's imagining her, then turns the corner, boom, she's right there. And then suddenly they have to talk. So that was that. And I'm going to hand the mic over to Andrew.
All right. This is Andrew from Shy Beast, and we are guest DJs on KUTX this hour. One of the songs that I chose was Led Zeppelin, The Ocean, the live version from How the West Was Won album. I chose it because when I was in a junior in high school, I was starting to kind of hit my stride playing guitar, and I was in a couple garage bands. And one day my bandmate invited me over to his house because he had just bought this new concert DVD and his dad had a fancy surround system hooked up. And that's how I experienced Led Zeppelin for the first time. That's what really convinced me that I wanted to be in a rock and roll band. And so this cut is from the accompanying live DVD or live album to the DVD. And it's just amazing musicianship. One of my favorite guitar riffs of all time. And it's got a fun 7/8 time signature. And it's just Led Zeppelin at its best. So here is The Ocean. So that was The Ocean live from the mid-70s by Led Zeppelin, and I'm Andrew from Shy Beast and handing it over to David.
Hey, this is David Tenzar from Shy Beast. You're listening to my KUTX here on 98.9. We're going to go to the next song by a band called Self. Self was a great band in the 90s, led by a guy named Matt Mahaffey. He's a genius songwriter and just all around, just, I don't know. I couldn't be more impressed by what he's done with his career. There's a lot of Self songs to choose from. I just felt like I should go with whatever felt right in my gut. So this one's called Baby, Can You Dig Your Man? All right, guys, that was Self with Baby, Can You Dig Your Man? I'm David Tenzar, this is 98.9, and here's Drew to tell you about the next song.
Hey, everyone, this is Drew from Shy Beast. This is my KUTX. I chose Matilda by Scott Walker because, I mean, how many people can you say have influenced David Bowie, Sun, Radiohead, Leonard Cohen, part of a group called the Walker Brothers initially that were expected to be the next Beatles, But he left all that to like create this kind of macabre sonic images and punching racks of ribs, spraying donkeys, all this crazy stuff, and started releasing albums like one a decade. His career for me is like really exciting, his career trajectory, empowering and inspiring, a relentless chase of his own personal muse. This is a song off of his first solo records in 67 called Scott. It's a Jacques Brel cover called Matilda, but I implore you to go get Scott 1 through 4, as well as check out Tilt and the Drift to get an idea of his evolution.
Mama, do you see what I see? On your knees and pray for me. Matilda's come back to me. Charlie, don't want another beer. Tonight I'm gonna drink my tears. Matilda's come back to me. Go ask the maid if she heard what I said. Tell her to change the sheets on the bed. Matilda's come back to me. Fellas, don't leave me tonight. Tonight I'm going back to fight. Wretched Matilda's inside. My heart, stop beating so. Just make as if you didn't know. Matilda's come back to me. My heart, I don't want you to say she's lovelier than when she went away. Matilda, come back to me. My heart, stop being overjoyed. Remember you were once destroyed by Matilda, who's come back to me. Fellas, please don't go away. Tell me that I mustn't stay. Matilda's coming back today. My hands just start to shake again when you remember all the pain. Matilda's come back to me. You wanna beat her black and blue, but don't you do it, I beg of you. Matilda's come back to me. My hands remember all the years. Remember when you caught my tears. Matilda's come back to me. My hands, you wanna touch her now, but please try and be strong somehow. Matilda's here, she's coming now. Champagne right away. I know you've been saving it for a holiday, but Matilda's come back to me. Go ask the maid if she heard what I said. Tell her to change the sheets on the bed. Matilda's come back to me. My friends, don't count on me no more. I've gone and crashed through heaven's door. My sweet Matilda's here once more, once more.
That was a cover of Matilda, Jacques Brel, by Scott Walker. This is Drew on MyKUTX, and I'm going to hand it over to David again to give you Jay's pick.
Yeah, hey, how's it going? So I'm Jay's oldest friend in the band, at least, so I'm going to intro this one for him. We're both really big fans of Big Star, so this is a song by The Replacements. However, it's called Alex Chilton, which you may or may not know. Alex was like the chief songwriter in Big Star. Enjoy it. Here it is.
Rock.
right, that was The Replacements with the song called Alex Chilton. This is David, we're Shy Beasts, and this is KUTX Austin. Here it is, back to MC.
All right, guys, I have two words for you. Burt Bacharach. I don't know where to begin with this guy. My mom, for one, was super in love with him when he was in his prime. I also got to see him in Austin a few years ago. He's just an amazing composer. He's a super cinematic composer. I have sort of an emotional, almost spiritual relationship to his music. I feel like he catches the subjects of his songs in a very pivotal moment of his lives, and he has just this really strong understanding of human relationships and longings, and captures the bustling vibrations of a city in his compositions so well. This song is called Something Big by Burt Bacharach.
Like a grain of sand that wants to be a rolling stone, I want to be the man I'm not and have the things I really haven't got, and that's a lot.
There'll be joy and there'll be laughter. Something big is what I'm after now. Yes, it's what I'm after now. Laughter, a taking, a taker, a giving. Something big is what I'm living for. Yes, it's what I'm living for. Living for.
I go on and fill my life with little things when there are big things I must do. Lots of dreams that really should come true before I'm through.
There'll be joy and there'll be laughter. Something big is what I'm after now. Yes, it's what I'm after now. Laughter, a taking, a take-up, forgiving. Something big is what I'm living for. Yes, it's what I'm living for. Living for.
Guys, that was Something Big by Burt Bacharach. Whew, foxy. All right. This next song is Automatic Stop by The Strokes, and I've always been a big Strokes fan. I think about driving in the car with my older brother and sometimes his friends, and just all of them just freaking out about the guitar tones and guitar riffs, and my brother saying things like, "Oh, MC, just wait till you hear the chorus. It hits you like in the face." And I really do think about bonding with my brother and really maturing in my love for, I don't know, just guitars and good choruses. And this is Automatic Stop by The Strokes.
Yeah.
just listening to Automatic Stop by The Strokes. My name is Mary Claire from the band Shy Beast, and we are on MyKUTX. I'm going to give it over to Andrew.
Hey, this is Andrew from Shy Beast, and we are excited to be here for the MyKUTX session. The next song that I'm going to play is Cody Chestnut's Till I Met Thee. I've always loved Cody Chestnut, I guess personally, just because there's such like an art history in his career that's so interesting to me. He released the Headphone Masterpiece in 2002, which was a double disc album that was recorded in his bedroom on a 4-track. It kind of blew up. The Roots sampled it. He was seen actually playing with the Strokes, kind of being friends with the Strokes. JT wanted to collaborate with him. And then he just kind of disappears for 10 years. And when he comes back around... he comes back around with the album Landing on 100, which is what this song, Till I Met Thee, is from. And you just kind of see the progression of like someone growing up and maturing. And I think in high school, when the Headphone Masterpiece came out, I very much related to that and these themes that it had. You know, it was kind of about girls. It was sometimes it could be a little vain. It was just kind of like a more immature subject matter. Whereas Landing on 100 was kind of more about him and his family and like what true love is and trying to empower his community. And when that album came out, as you know, later in life, later in his life, later in my life, it's something that I just really related to. So this is the first track off of that album. This is Cody Chestnut, Till I Met Thee.
Direction you came, came and made a way for me to see all of my afflictions. Said I was a stranger in a danger. Sense of direction in you came and made a way for me to see all of my life. Walking in darkness, baby. No sense of direction in you came and made a way for me to see. I was walking in darkness, baby. No sense of direction in you came and made a way for me to see all of my afflictions. Walking in darkness with a no sense of direction, then you came and made a way for me to see. I was walking in darkness with a no sense of direction, then you came.
All right, so that was Cody Chestnut's Till I Met Thee, and this is Andrew with the band Shy Beast, and we are doing a My KUTX Hour. I'm going to pass it on over to David Tinzar.
Hey, David again. This next song is by George Harrison. His album, All Things Must Pass, is easily my favorite album of all time. I'm a huge Beatles fan, but when I heard this album, I was about, I think, 20, maybe 19 years old the first time, and it just floored me. I still listen to it probably more than any other record. And the song I Live For You is one of my favorites. It has the pedal steel. I've never heard it used so well in a song that wasn't like a country song, and it's gorgeous, and I love it, and here it is.
Not a care for this world, have I? Only you keep my eyes open wide. Yes, it's true. I live for you. Not a thing in this world. Sadness from all that is grown. In this darkness I wait for the day. Yes, it's true. I live for you. I live for you. I
right, so this is David from Shy Beast. This is KUTX. We're doing my KUTX. If you miss any of the show or want to see our playlist, you can find it the full episode at KUTX.org. Just look for my KUTX. This next song is another one picked by Jay, our bass player, who can't be here, unfortunately, right now. I don't know what to say about it other than to introduce it. It's called Lust for Life, and it's by the band Girls. Guys, you're back with Shy Beast. That was Lust for Life by Girls, and I'm going to hand it back over to MC to finish this up.
All right, this is Mary Claire, or MC, whatever you want to say, and this is KUTX. So this next song, I don't really know what else to say about it other than it is just so chill. It's so cool. This is Something About Us by Daft Punk, and I was entering womanhood. I was about 16 when I first heard this, and it just made me move, and it would make me just think about things. And also, it was sort of my intro into the electronic digital world of music that I hoped to one day make myself one day. So this is Something About Us by Daft Punk.
Something between us anyway. I might not be the right one. It might not be the right time, but there's something about us I've got to do. Some kind of secret I will share with you. I need you more than anything in my life. I want you more than anything in my life. I'll miss you more than anyone in my life. I love you more than anyone in my life.
Guys, that was Something About Us by Daft Punk. So this is Mary Claire from the band Shy Beast wrapping up our hour as guest DJs on KUTX. If you want to see any information about our upcoming shows, just visit shybeast.com or Facebook, or you can catch us on Instagram at Shy Beast Music. You can also find the full episode and our playlist at KUTX.org. Just look for My KUTX. So this next song I heard when I was about 4 or 5, just watching my mom cook in the kitchen and just swaying around and dancing along to this song by Antonio Carlos Jobim and Elise Regina. It's called Aguas de Marzo, or more popularly named The Waters of March. I really enjoy this song because it was sort of my first earliest memory of true music and dance appreciation. I just really believe that music should make you move. And I also admire the musical structure of the song. It has this constant downward progression, like the flowing of water into gutters. It's about one of the rainiest months in Rio de Janeiro. So here we have Aguas de Marzo.
Pedra é o fim do caminho, é o resto de toco, é um pouco sozinho, é um caco de vidro, é a vida, é o sol, é a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol, é peroba do campo,
é o nó da madeira,
canga, candê,
é o matita pereira,
é madeira de vento,
da ribanceira,
é o mistério profundo,
é o queira ou não queira,
é o vento ventando.
É a chuva chovendo, é conversa ribeira das águas de março, é o fim da canseira,
é o pé, é o chão,
é a mastradeira,
passarinho na mão,
pedra de atiradeira,
é uma ave no céu,
é uma ave no chão,
é um regato, é uma fonte,
é um pedaço de pão,
é o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho, no rosto desgosto, é um pouco sozinho, é um estrepe,
é um prego,
é uma ponta,
é um ponto,
é um pino,
pingando,
é uma cor,
é um conto,
é um peixe, é um gesto,
é uma prata brilhando,
é a luz da manhã,
é o tijolo chegando,
é a lenha, é o dia, é o fim da picada, é a garrafa de cana, o estilhaço na estrada,
é o projeto da casa, é o corpo na cama, é o carro enguiçado, é a lama, é a lama,
é um passo,
é uma ponte,
é um sapo,
é uma rã,
é um resto
de mato
na luz
da manhã,
São as águas de março fechando o verão. E a promessa de vida no teu coração.
É José,
é um espinho
na mão,
é um corte
no pé.
São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração.
É pau,
é pedra,
é o fim
do caminho,
é um resto
de topo,
é um pouco
sozinho. É um passe, é uma ponte,
é um sapo, é uma rã,
é um belo horizonte,
é uma febre terçã.
São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no coração.
Pau,
pedra,
vinho,
peixe, coco,
ovo,
vinho,
água,
hidro,
ida,
ol,
ponte,
porte,
aço,
sol.
São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração.
Pá, pá, dá, bá,
pá,
de barziza,
zá,
zá, ziza,
azá,
na, nhenha,
andá,
dedê,
pá, pá.